Nice to be back, ladies and gentlemen. Hi, where are you from? What's your name?
Oh, there was a death. Okay, but they're dead.
Yeah, like what can you do about it? It's over for them.
It's over for you and them as well.
They don't care.
They were alive. That would have been a better excuse. You had obligations for somebody who's living.
There's a grace period. It's like 3 weeks.
Yeah. I guess I just don't have any of those kinds of relationships where I would be sad for an extended period of time.
Who are you close to? Do you have any pets?
I don't.
A rat?
I have short-term relationships with people where I talk to them a lot, and then they go away for a while.
I can take a hint, gotta face the facts. You're my only friend, Abu.
But like anybody you really care about, and they really care about you, it's completely unconditional. Do you have anybody like that in your life?
No.
Tell you all about it when I got the time. One jump ahead of the slow pokes, one skip ahead of my doom.
I'm a banana, so obviously I'm not going to have those kinds of relationships with people.
You're like the most attractive looking banana I've seen.
Oh, thank you.
You got like nice banana lips. I've never wanted to make out with a banana as much as I do right now.
I don't know about that dynamic banana Smurf.
I don't even think, do Smurfs eat food?
Do Smurfs eat food? Yeah, they eat pies. I had to watch a bunch of Smurfs when I made my Smurf episode because I had to get the sound bites from them.
You had to culture yourself first.
I have to listen to it. They used to get the sound bites from like just a soundboard, but now I have standards.
You're elevating in the game of podcasting.
There's a couple episodes that sound horrendous and the content's good, but they just sound really bad because I still don't really know what I'm doing, but I know a little bit more than I did when I made them. So I have to fix them.
That's right. He can be taught.
Do you like bananas, Shayna?
I'm actually potassium deficient. My doctor prescribed me very gnarly potassium, which I didn't realize was a thing. Do not fall asleep after taking this. What the fuck kind of potassium is this?
What is he giving you? I don't understand.
It's just a very high dosage.
What happens when you have low potassium?
You get like muscle cramps.
Everything gives you muscle cramps. If you're not breathing correctly, you get muscle cramps. You get muscle cramps if you get muscle cramps. You talk about muscle cramps, you get muscle cramps. I'm fucking tired of these muscle cramps, man.
Yeah. You just get tired.
I'm also tired all the time because I'm still experiencing COVID post symptoms. I just want to sleep all the time. But then when I try to go to sleep, I can't.
Maybe you need potassium. Before I went on my Accutane, I was taking this other medication and it was supposed to make your potassium levels spike. I was advised to stay away from bananas for quite some time. Now I have to eat bananas.
Potassium deficiency. It's called hypokalemia. Weakness and fatigue, muscle cramps and spasms, digestive problems, heart palpitations. The flow of potassium in and out of heart cells help regulate your heartbeat. Dude, I need to get some potassium.
This episode is sponsored by potassium.
The Oscars are on tonight. Do we give a fuck?
No.
No.
It's going to be mostly minorities this year. If anybody wins who's not a minority, that's going to cause some problems.
All the movies the Hollywood Foreign Press is trying to award make you want to kill yourself.
Wait, there were like movies this year? How did they film those with the masks?
COVID doesn't go on the set and knows when.
Oh, and same with when you're at a restaurant too.
Yeah,
like, because if you're eating food, you don't actually contract COVID.
You know those huts restaurants have outside? The huts?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah. So,
no, I don't, but yeah.
In New York, you can't eat inside the restaurant, so you got to eat inside this plastic tent. COVID's really smart. COVID knows not to mess with those huts. They get like a fucking magician.
You know, friends go abracadabra, let it rip, and then make the sucker disappear.
And he does his magic, you know, alakazam, whatever.
Yeah, it's very interesting. You take off your masks only while you have a plate in front of you.
Fantastic point of view.
I never liked going out to eat, but now I really don't like going out to eat.
Like dates,
yeah,
or just
like it's a weird thing to do. Like, we're just gonna put this food in our mouths.
Would you rather go to their place then, or would you?
You know, because that's weird too.
Have them come over.
That's even weirder. What I like to do is have them pick me up, and then I like to yell out of their car window at people really loud, like a basic name, like Chris. Chris! And then when somebody...
Is their name actually Chris, though?
Well, they think that their name is Chris.
Yeah. So you're just being rude from the get-go.
No, it's not. It's a fun game. You have to try not to laugh. And then what will happen is some guy will think his name is Chris.
Right.
And he might be a Chris, but he'll turn around and then you just wave and smile like you're retarded.
You mean mentally relaxed?
No, like you're special.
Like you're mentally relaxed.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, you just keep playing that for a while until somebody taps out.
Is this like a 5-minute game?
Until the guy's car runs out of gas.
Wow.
Thank you for choosing Magic Carpet for all your travel needs. Don't stand until the rug has come to a complete stop.
Thank you. Goodbye now. Goodbye. Goodbye. Thank
you. You see what I'm saying?
You are a fun date. Yeah, you're a fun date.
But I'm a cheap date. Sometimes we'll take an intermission, drive through In-N-Out Burger. I'll get a number two.
Have you ever been on a vacation with a boyfriend? Like, you guys ever go somewhere? Mm-hmm. How does that work financially? Do you guys like split it? Does he pay for all of it or?
Excuse me? Did you rub my lamp? Did you wake me up? Did you bring me here?
Yeah, he usually pays.
Do you offer to pay?
No.
Really?
If we're going to like see his family or something, like why should I fucking pay for that?
No, just like you guys hanging out. You guys going away.
Well, I took a road trip all the way up to Seattle.
Did you offer to pay gas?
I didn't. I was like the entertainment for the whole ride.
How long was the road trip though? Like how long did you guys drive? How many fucking days?
Well, we stopped places.
I can show you the world.
Yeah, but how many days?
I don't remember.
Like 3 days?
At least a week.
You guys are out of your minds. You did a week.
It might have been longer.
At least a week?
I want to say we stayed in Oakland and we stayed in Seattle. Like we went to some festivals. We went kayak. Like we did shit while we were there.
Oh my God. You guys were like those Instagram couples.
I was on LSD for some of it.
Oh, okay. That makes it better, I guess.
I saw Skrillex on LSD.
I've never taken LSD. Do you remember things?
I mean, I'm a woman, so.
I don't know what that means.
That means that I have a very good memory.
Oh, but like LSD, though.
No, I remember like the whole trip. I think that the only thing that like fucks up your memory, is this guy just texted me. He said, I listened to another one. Okay, good job.
Yeah, you trained that boy.
Yeah, I will respond only when all of them have been listened to and you can reference them in conversation.
Yes.
Okay, sorry. Yeah, no, I remember everything, but I've never had like one of those insane trips where like you leave your body, even on DMT, like I didn't trip out like that.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes. So doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Do you think it's because you think too much?
Well, I've blacked out before.
Yeah, but that's not the same. That's blacking out.
I've done shrooms, ecstasy, LSD, DMT, some other weird shit, 4-ACO DMT. And I was like, I don't know what that is, but I'll take some.
Have you ever done coke?
I've done cocaine.
Did it affect you at all? Or were you just the same old Shayna?
It depends on the stuff, too.
You're like that friend that no one likes being around when they're high as fuck. It's like everyone's tripping balls and you're just like, I don't feel anything, guys. This is bullshit.
That's how it is with Molly. For whatever reason, it doesn't matter. Everyone's like, you haven't tried this Molly. And I'm like, okay, if you want to fucking waste your drugs because it's not going to fucking work on me, that's fine.
Bill Cosby would have fucking hated you.
Done date rape too.
On purpose, just to see. What's my tolerance like?
I think you have to take it with alcohol in order to get the full effects. To not remember anything. I think drinking is what really is the only thing that will affect your memory like that.
Oh yeah, drinking for sure affects your memory. That's also why I don't like drinking.
If I drink a lot, what I'll do is run away.
Are you following something? Like, what's going on?
I don't know. I just don't want to be around whoever I'm with, and I'll just take off. I'll be like, bye. But there was a couple of times that I did stick around with the people that I was hanging out with, and they told me that I dove into a sidewalk.
You dove? You just like head first?
Like, I just, like, I was diving into a pool, but it was actually
into a sidewalk. And you were drunk. This wasn't drugs. This was just alcohol.
Just alcohol.
So do you not like drinking alcohol because?
Well, then I wake up and I'm in a lot of pain and I don't know why.
Because you dove straight, like, head first into a sidewalk.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, yeah. My chin hurt. And then somebody tells me about it and I kind of laugh and then I'm like, ow, it still hurts. Yeah, so I don't really drink anymore. I'll have a drink.
Have you ever gotten a tattoo while being drunk?
I don't think so. I've gotten a lot of them spontaneously.
I think there's a smart way of going about that, though. What you do is always in your pocket, you have a list of shit that you want to tattoo, just in case, so he doesn't have to pick for you.
Tattoos are expensive.
I have a friend who gets tattoos by guys that she fucks. She can't afford tattoos, so she'll only fuck tattooed dudes. Those are tattoos that you got from the same person, or it's like different dudes? She's like, oh yeah, I've got like over 50 tattoos. Like one partner's like, no, like 35, 40.
That's interesting because I have a lot of t-shirts. That's what I like to steal from men.
Every person has a different thing. She takes tattoos from the people that she's with. You take shirts.
I steal only what I can't afford. That's everything.
Sleep shirts. I have a plethora of them.
How big are we talking usually?
Like a men's medium or large.
2X perhaps?
I don't have any 2Xs. I don't have any XLs.
XLs.
Even. I only have like medium and large. I'll be there at their house. I don't have something to sleep in. And then I'll like come up on a t-shirt. Jacket that I'm wearing right now is a dude's. It's very rare that they ask for it back.
When they ask for the t-shirt back, you just give them a different t-shirt.
Yeah, I'll just give them like some other dude's t-shirt.
Yeah, actually, this is not the one that I... But this is a better one.
Or so just give them like one of my t-shirts that I'm never going to fucking wear.
One of my boys... I still don't know why I say my boys. It's like a weird thing. But one of my boys collects women's underwear. And that's his thing, like of a woman that he would sleep with.
And are they clean?
I have no idea. I just remember going to his apartment and he's like, yo, do you want to see how big the collection got, bro? Like, just check this out. I'm like, not really.
Because I'm missing some. I'm wondering where they go. I thought it was the washing machine that ate them.
No, that's my friend.
It's very rare that I leave my underwear somewhere, but it has happened.
He asks them. That's the thing. He's like, I ask for the underwear.
I've never been asked, but I swear people will hide them.
You make her go home without any underwear. He's like, yeah, whatever. I don't know why I sound like that, but this is what my friends sound like this to me.
Do you take anything from women besides their hearts?
I take their fucking baggage.
Like what? Like
they leave their emotional baggage with me.
How do you just leave it somewhere?
I don't know. I'm just like this fucking jar of crap and then you just bounce. You feel better afterwards. I consider myself a good luck Chuck. He's like cursed. A female, he'll sleep with her and then she'll get married to like the next dude that she sleeps with.
All the girls that you fucked are now married?
95% of the females that I've been with are married now. Yeah, it's pretty wild.
You could advertise these services.
No, thank you.
Well, get on out in that square. Adjust your veil and prepare to gawk and grovel and stare at Prince Ali.
What's your price? It's for sugar babies, but you just go on there and guys bid on having dates with you. So they'll put in a bid and you can either accept it or reject it, or you can like counter offer and you just go out to brunch and you make $200 and then you don't talk to them again. I'm too old for that shit now, but
there wouldn't be any coitus is what you're saying.
No.
You're just going out with
literally go out to brunch.
Sure, I'll do that right now. Is there a service where I get to go out with older ladies? I'll fucking do it. I don't give a shit.
Try what's your price?
Promo code Shayna.
Yeah. So I was driving from Big Sur back home, and I remembered passing this area, Woodland Hills, kind of by Calabasas. And I had met this guy, and I went to his house. This fucking experience, because I didn't get any money. It was a very far drive for me. I get there, and this guy is a fucking wizard. I'm not even joking. He was a psychic mind reader. You would think that he would be able to read my mind. And he was explaining to me different levels of sugar baby. He was like, so at the bottom, you have a call girl, and then one step above, you have an escort. I was trying to figure out like what exactly he meant by the difference, because at the end of the day, we're all gold diggers if we're on this website. And they got to a point in our conversation where he asked me to kiss him.
Oh.
And I was so weirded out. I was like, can I get a deposit? And he asked me to leave.
My gun is huge here. Got a prostate exam recently. Being 47 years old, but very open-minded, honestly made me figure out why men don't like getting that exam. It's because they don't want to admit when they get wet having a doctor tickle their prostate. My name is My Gun Is Huge on Twitch. Recently, I looked up my name in the Urban Dictionary. Didn't find my name, but I did find references. And some of them are pretty funny. German kitty gun, love glue gun, orgasm gun, cock gun, and laser gun. Now, my question is, like, love glue gun, are people gluing themselves together now? Is that what's happening in this lifetime?
Wow, I can't believe you're still here. Your persistency is inspirational. I don't know if anyone noticed, I have ads now. So if you could, every night before you go to bed, just turn my podcast on autoplay, silence your phone if you don't want to listen to it again. That way I can make a lot of money from this production. Shout out to My Gun Is Huge for leaving me voicemails on a regular basis. The only person who has taken advantage of that may even give him his own segment. We're going to listen to a couple right now. Thanks for listening.